Tonight, a wide-ranging group of topics with Heidi Hollis, demons, the shadow people, the Hat Man, and others. Next on Coast to Coast AM. Heidi Hollis, the founder, director of the UFO and paranormal discussion group UFO2U, that's the letter U.com, since 1998. She's been involved in looking into paranormal phenomena from a very young age, and here she is on Coast to Coast again. Heidi, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing,
George? I'm doing great. You know, I was talking to my producer, Lisa, last week when she was mentioning, hey, let's get Heidi on. And I said, yeah, but didn't we just have her on? I can't believe you were on 2 years ago, and it almost seemed like a few months ago.
Oh, yeah, it's been some time, that's for sure.
Sure is. Hey, Heidi, speak up as loudly as you can, too.
Okay. Is that a little bit better?
Yeah, I think so.
Awesome.
Yep. Engineer loves it. He's putting his thumbs up, so that's good. you know, you have been for years now looking into paranormal phenomena. How did you get going into this? It always fascinates me. What started someone into this?
You know, it's funny because I was raised in a haunted house, and being a kid, I didn't find it that thrilling, that exciting, but it actually stirred my interest. And it wasn't until, this is like your favorite story about the clown incident,
mm-hmm.
that...
You would remember that.
Oh, yeah, I remember. You love clowns, so...
Yeah.
my sister and I, we were sent to go get my brother for dinner, and we went upstairs, and out of his room came a robotic toy clown, and came towards us. We both thought it was kind of cool at first, but then we felt this most awful feeling of just evil, and we turned to run from it, and we both lost consciousness. And it wasn't until 10 years later, when I was about 16 years old, did I recall this incident. Turned to my sister, asked her about it. She's like, oh my God, that did happen. I thought it was a nightmare. And that just really got my engines going. I was like, okay, we dealt with ghosts. This was no ghost. This was something really solid. And I didn't know where to begin. And yeah. I just started looking at books, and I automatically started looking into UFO and alien abduction books for some reason. And it took many years, but I did come to the conclusion that gray alien beings and other negative ones like to put toys out to attract children. So I'm suspicious that's what it was, but I'm not an abductee or anything. I think my sister and I kind of got away from this thing before it got its way.
Do you come from the side of the camp that believes UFO visitations are being done for some nefarious purpose, something evil, something very, very, I guess, you know, they're not doing this on our behalf?
I think I was one of the people that started that camp that believed that the ones that are doing the abductions are definitely more negative and downright evil. If they're doing something against your will, if they are taking you for their selfish reasons, although they're telling people, you know, hey, you know, we're doing this because we don't believe humankind will be able to reproduce itself, or we're not able to reproduce ourselves. But essentially, what they're doing, it's harvesting. And it took some time for me to also learn that these beings, why they were doing what they were doing, was to create an army of sorts. When you think about it, you know, their bodies are not made to live upon the surface here, and ours are.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted to have something that could live upon the surface, but also be under their control. I've met countless people and heard from countless people that have described being taken aboard ships and shown babies that are apparently half human, half alien, and asked, does this one pass? Does this one not pass? And kind of sorting through the babies and who would pass and who would not. So.
Yeah, you also believe, though, that there is a faction of alien presence that is also good.
Yes, yes. That's actually something I think needs a lot more attention put toward, because I know that
Speak up.
Oh, okay. I know that there are many researchers out there who are seem to be on in the camp that don't believe that there are non-abducting alien beings. But there indeed are some out there that talk against the more negative abducting type alien beings. And these ones I would consider to be more of the positive sort. These guys speak more on how to protect oneself and how to go about doing that. And also they speak about there being a God and, it's touchy subject for people to consider aliens thinking of the same God that we think of, but it's something that, it's an acknowledgement that I've even heard the Vatican has kind of acknowledged.
Finally.
Yes, finally, that, there are brothers and sisters, under the same creation. It's like, whoa, okay, that's news. like we didn't know that.
Can you imagine saying that 500 years ago? You would have been burned at the stake.
Yeah, that is that was a jaw-dropper. I was really impressed that they finally got the gumption to admit to that.
So. Tonight, Heidi, Shadow People.
Yeah.
Tonight, the Hat Man, mm-hmm. and some other areas that we'll talk about with some of your work. Now, you wrote The Secret War.
Yeah.
That was, I think, even way before Art started talking about shadow people on this program.
Yeah.
I believe. Where did that come from?
You know, I had called these things shadow people myself. Without having heard anybody speak of such a thing. And while I was writing that book, I started writing it in 97 and completed it essentially in 97. And I just needed a word for what it was I was personally experiencing. To give some background on this, I was living alone, and this involves gray alien beings, this story here. I was living alone. I woke up because I thought somebody broke into my apartment. And, you're just kind of...
That's a horrible feeling, too.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I heard sounds, and I was just on auto mode, like, oh, my God, who's here? Jumped up, and I believe I shared this story with you before, too, George. Woke up, and there was two gray alien beings going through my bookshelf. And I'm just like beside myself, like, wow, I've seen these guys on TV and everything, but I've never seen them shuffling through my books and stuff, in person. And
I knew your books were good, Heidi, but come on now.
Yeah. So I grab the things from their hands and I'm like, put this down. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? And I heard noise behind me and turned around. I had a big walk-in closet and there were two of them in there going through my stuff. And I heard more noise in my kitchen. There were two more in there, and then I saw that underneath the door, my bathroom light was on, and the door was closed. Like there's somebody in there, and I flung the door open, and there were two more aliens in there.
How many were in the house, the apartment?
There were about eight or nine of them. It was amazing. I mean, my place was just packed with them, and I went in there and. When I flung the door open to the bathroom, one was behind the door, and I accidentally knocked him down to the floor. And there was a second one that was grabbing something from the back of my toilet. And I picked this one up. This one was different. It had, little suspenders on. The rest of them, I don't recall them. Yeah.
Suspenders.
I don't recall the rest of them having anything on. And I picked this one up,
It was a Larry King alien, right?
Yeah, there you go. Well, like a little jumpsuit, like suspender-like thing.
Okay.
That's what I had on. And I picked it up and I shook it, kind of choking it, asking it, who are you and what are you doing here? Because none of them were answering. And, people say these things don't show any kind of expression on their face. Well, let me tell you, they all had like an O for like, oh, crap, she's awake for their mouths. It's just their mouths in the shape of an O. And when I went to pick up that one and I was shaking him, he didn't respond, but the one on the ground put its little arms up and it said, I'm your nephew, I'm your nephew. And I watched it right before my own eyes here, shapeshift into my nephew in a baby blue suit and a big afro. And I'm
what?
Yeah, and I'm like, you're not my nephew. You look like him when he was, 10 years old. He's like 20-something now. I'm like, what the heck? What's going on here? And then I looked back to the one that was in my arms, my hands, and this one looked different. It looked like the reported hybrid, the half human, half alien looking thing. And it had the big bulbous head. It was fleshy tone color, and it had blue eyes. and curly red hair on top of its head. And I felt like I had just terrified a child. This thing started shaking so badly. And I put it down, and I, like, apologized. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know, I'm so sorry. You know, did you want a cookie? It's okay. I'm not going to hurt you, you know. And and turned around only to see all the others had gathered at the door and did, like, a Vulcan mind meld or something on me. And I don't recall what happened after that, but I don't feel I was abducted or anything like that. But
why you? Why would they visit you?
You know, I had no idea. I had not had any visitations or anything up until that point. And, you know, I had an interest. I had seen UFOs in the sky. I was attending a UFO group just out of curiosity and to share my stories. But who would think I would, for crying out loud, see the little guys, you know, that are reportedly flying these things. But I guess they were curious about my curiosities. I have no idea. But after that, I felt I was successful in helping to get rid of these guys. And whenever I felt like something was in my apartment, I would wake up and automatically, like, respond, and I would see things leaving or whatnot. And but this was the first, like, direct, like, gray encounter. And right after this happened, I started seeing this shadowy presence in my apartment. I'm like, oh my gosh, what next, you know? This is ridiculous, you know, and I'm seeing these big hulking shadows. And I had witnessed one earlier, a few years earlier, that had stalked me and a friend and turned out to be something that had stalked her all her life. And I just happened to catch it. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, what the heck is this thing? But then when they started invading my space, all I could tell my friends was, you know, these shadow people things are, you know, all over my apartment. And it wasn't until I got a college roommate later, a little bit later, that she and I both started having a contact with, it was especially her, a contact with a positive alien being that,
now,
that
did
was
you,
coming to her.
Are you tying shadow people in with aliens?
Yes. This is what I found through that positive alien contact, that these beings, these shadow beings, I couldn't understand why after kicking out the grays, these shadow being things moved in, and this positive being indicated that it's because these you were able to get rid of the little workers that they sent their boss in to get you. That's how I started down the road and understanding what these shadow people were and how to protect myself against.
Why are so many people witnessing this phenomenon of shadow people everywhere? Everywhere. I mean, and later on when we open up phone lines, mm-hmm. we'll obviously find out. But, I mean, it's everywhere now.
I know. I have an alienadvice.com website where people used to ask me about aliens. Now it seems I just get bombarded with shadow people questions all the time. They're like, oh, you know, go to her. She's the one that would know.
Well, why do you tie shadow people in with the ETs? Why can't the shadow people come from other dimensions mm-hmm. or some demonic force, if that's what they happen to be?
Yeah.
Why are they tied in with the ETs?
They are actually one and the same when you say demonic force. They are definitely connected. They are not much different. And when you think about it, they come in different forms. I have up on one of my sites. The most common form that I personally saw them as were big, hairy, shadowy spiders. Pretty disgusting. They could take up the whole ceiling to something the size of my hand.
In shadow form, though.
In shadow form, yes. And what would wake me up is they would drop down from the ceiling and shake my bed, and I'd wake up to seeing rows of eyes, you know. It was really disgusting. But, yeah, then, of course, there's the shadow cat. They'll take that form on streaks, shadow clouds. And then there is the what I call head and shoulders, where it looks like a head is directly connected to a set of shoulders, very broad, and at times you can see their lovely red glowing eyes.
Some have seen that.
Yes.
And
yes.
But of course, next half hour we'll get into Hat Man.
Oh, yeah.
Why do some people, Heidi, see these entities through the corner of their eyes as something mm-hmm. swift. Is that just something biological that we all see, or is there something to that?
As I was told, our peripheral vision is more sensitive to differences between light and darkness. So I think that is why we're initially able to catch them from the corner of our vision. But it is quite something else when you turn and it's still there. It's quite disturbing. And the presence of these things, I've many a times, you know, I've had ghost hunting type people tell me, you know, these are the shadows of ghosts. And I'm like, I wish it was that passive. But if you've ever been in the presence of such a thing, they have such an intimidating feel to them that is so outright negative. There's no comparison when it comes to ghosts. Now, these shadow people will be seen where there is a haunting going on. And as I learned through the positive alien contact and also through other, like, angelic type of contact, I guess you could say, because the alien contact was going through my friend more so than myself, that these beings were controlling the souls of different alien beings, such as the Greys, the praying mantis, any other negative being, the reptilians, that they were conquered races, not 100%, but majority of the ones that people were witnessing that were doing these terrible abductions, yes, they were conquered races. And I get these people, it's like, well, not my gray alien being, because I feel I've known them forever, you know, and I'm not here to knock people for what they believe to be true for themselves. But
no, I understand.
Just to keep it on the level and to keep it real that, you know, people have made agreements before they were born here that, you know, I don't care if it's for what side of the fence it is, that, you know, if they're to be reincarnated or what it is, whatever it is, to be born into the form that they are in order to be harvested to produce these half-human, half-alien hybrids. And,
you know, some people have been scared mm-hmm. with these shadow people, but mm-hmm. I've never heard a story of someone assaulted or physically hurt by a shadow person. I'm not talking about a ghostly apparition or anything like that, but the pure shadow person, I've never heard of, you know, it attacked me.
Oh,
you know,
I
we
have.
Always hear, you know, I saw it on the wall, it did this and did that, but I've never heard it attacked. It scared them, but it didn't attack. What about you? Have you heard any attack stories?
Oh, gosh, yes. The most common physical contact that these shadow people do to people are jump on their chest and choke them.
That's not the old hag syndrome now? That's something else?
No, okay. This is definitely them. I've even had several people tell me how they couldn't see what was choking them, but they had a little light in their room, and they looked at their like little cast shadow on the wall and could see the shadowy mass
that's
on top of
scary.
Them choking them.
That's scary.
That's awful. Can you imagine that? I had one, the very first one that I encountered that was following my friend. It didn't like that I spotted it, apparently, and mentioned it to my friend. It was a head and shoulders one. This thing was huge. I don't know, 10 feet tall or something like that. It was humongous. And it was out in broad daylight, jumping tree to tree, following us while we were walking. And when I got back, I was, you know, from where we were walking, this thing followed us all the way back. And I drew what it was that I saw, and I'm like, I don't know what the heck this is, but check this out. And she's like, oh, that thing. You know, I thought she was going to laugh at me. And she's like, I don't know, it's been following me for years. Showed it to her dad. It's like, yep, I don't know, it follows her all the time. Went upstairs to where I was staying there at their home, and I went into my bedroom. It was still daylight. I didn't turn the light on or anything, and it was like an attic-like room. And when I got what I needed, turned around, that thing was standing in the doorway, and I mean, I had never in my life felt like something wanted to just rip my throat out.
Jeez.
As this thing did. And I knew it was going to follow through on its threat. Like, I could just, I can't even describe to think that air speaks, you know. It did. And I knew if I ran, it was going to get me. If I swung at it, it was going to get me. And something in me just clicked and said, Heidi, breathe and walk through this sucker. And I did. And I'm telling you, my legs almost melted underneath me.
Hatman, he's next on Coast to Coast AM. George Knapp and I will be in San Jose, California this weekend for the 39th Annual International UFO Symposium. This is going to be one heck of a conference. Nick Pope will be there to talk about Britain's X-Files. A general is coming from Belgium to talk about a UFO flap over there. Just should be one incredible UFO weekend in San Jose, California. Need more information? Go to the coasttocoastam.com website. Look at my travel schedule. There's a direct link there. And come on out and participate in that conference. Heidi Hollis with us tonight as we talk about shadow people and the Hat Man. Now, does the Hat Man differ from general shadow people, Heidi?
Yes, he does. He is not a shadow person at all. I had initially put him up on my website as a shadow person because it was something that my friend, my college roommate, had actually experienced. Had seen in her bedroom, and I just assumed, oh gosh, another form they're taking on. So placed the drawing up on my website, only to get an unbelievable amount of email and connection to that drawing. And the pattern that was forming was something that I just I really did not want to even look at. I didn't even want to know what it was, And also, like I named all these different figures, these shadow people, and I just call them the Hat Man shadow. Well, I was way wrong. The letters that came in, the pattern started to form, where people were saying, you know, this guy is very solid. He just to describe what he looks like, he's got like a fedora or like a Zorro type hat, a gaucho type hat. And he wears a three-piece suit. He wears a cape or a long trench coat. Some people have even described seeing a watch with a chain on his hip. Sometimes he has a goatee. Sometimes he's clean-shaven. They see his eyes. Sometimes they glow red. Other times they're solid black. And people would say to me, you know, they'd write and they would say, you know, who is this guy? He's the devil, isn't he? It's like they would answer their own question, and it kept happening over and over again. And I was just like, "Oh my gosh, the devil is showing up all over the world." You know, this is just great. I'm like, "Do I dare even, you know, put this out there to let people know?" And I was very hesitant. And I think it was the last time I was on your show is when I first mentioned Hat Man, and now people just refer to him as the Hat Man, and it's just amazing to me. I'm getting even more letters about this. And
why a hat?
I really couldn't tell you why he's choosing to wear a hat. I'm not clear on what's going on with that.
Some people thought it was Abraham Lincoln's ghost or spirit. But, you know, I don't think so. But the hat in some cases is similar to what he wore.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I've had some people say it was like a tall top hat,
yeah, like one of those chimney hats.
Yeah, and you know, I'm wondering if he really is hoping people connect the dots to see that he is showing up to people, you know, to show the pattern. Why else have a certain signature look?
Yeah, well, that's true. Unless it's some entity, some person who passed on, who dressed that way in human life.
Well, the feeling that people get and the pattern of what this guy is doing, it's typically he shows up at the base of their bed just watching them. Other times, he's just
well, not. But is he on the wall as a shadow, or what, does he kind of linger?
He's very, very solid, very, very real.
But shadowy form?
No.
No?
No, he's very solid. He's not a shadow person.
Okay, well, now, I mean, so they see texture to him, I guess?
Oh, yes, they do. They see the suit. They see the trench coat or cape.
Okay, now this is different than people who are seeing the shadow Hat Man.
Well, you know what? I think that at times people are catching him coming and going, and sometimes their vision is not on the same frequency to see him as solid. Sometimes, because I do get sometimes those types of stories where they're saying he was partially see-through or whatever, but it's the same type of outfit, and I think that's no mistake.
Maybe he blends in and becomes the Shadow Hat Man after he takes this shape form.
I think he could do pretty much what he'd like to do. I think he likes to take on different forms, but for the most part, he can be pretty darn solid. It's amazing to me what has been happening as of late.
Yeah, what's new with him?
People are not only just seeing him spontaneously at sites of a crash site or in their bedrooms or just before a terrible thing happens or a death happens. People are also dreaming about him. And I had one gentleman write to me, and he told me he was on a military base in Germany. And this military base, they had a lot of strange things going on in a haunted sense, I guess you could say. And he was supposed to go on duty at 4 a.m. His alarm went off. He got up. He went into the bathroom to get himself ready. And in the mirror, he saw a guy standing behind him. And it dawned on him, like, oh, my gosh, what's a civilian doing here?
Yeah.
He saw it was the hat man dressed, you know, in his typical clothing. And he asked him, who are you? And he said, I'm Scratch.
I'm Scratch?
Now, that name, he did not know what that name stood for. That is an Old Norse term for Old Scratch, the devil.
Huh.
Yeah. Very, very disturbing. So he outright admitted to who he is by saying he was Scratch. So people are getting him actually speaking to them in their dreams. Another one, though, this was no dream. This gentleman, he had attempted suicide, and he woke up in the hospital and turned to his bedside, and there was a hat man sitting there looking at him. And he said, I almost had you, and he disappeared.
Oh, my gosh. Now, is the hat, Heidi, always on, or does he sometimes take it off?
I've heard of him tipping his hat. I have not heard of him taking it off where people have seen him take it off.
I wonder if they'd see horns there.
That would totally be highly disturbing. But he's tipped his hat and acknowledging people, you know, witnessing him. But I have not heard of any horns or anything like that showing up. That would be really, really awful. So he is communicating, and he is essentially admitting to being the devil. So people's feeling, their notion seems to be correct. Now, there is also another entity that has been showing up that people would write to me about, and I have some drawings up that, again, you know, as my research has progressed with these shadow people, I'm getting a clear understanding of them. And there's a hooded one. And when people would describe to me, you know, the shadow person with the hood, and I'm like, oh, no, you know, shadow people do not have anything solid that can be recognized to be a hood, a hat, or, you know, anything like that. They are shadows. they're very, very thick as being shadows and whatnot, but excuse me.
Sure.
But there's a Grim Reaper type of being showing up. Very, very tall, very dangly, very skinny, very solid. Once again, this guy has been seen walking along roadsides. And
do people die when they come in contact with this thing?
You know, they do not die, but it seems like they feel grim when they do see this thing and know that it's up to no good and that know that it poses to be no good. One story in particular was really disturbing that I got in connection to this Grim Reaper creature. A gentleman wrote me telling me how in broad daylight he saw smaller hooded type creatures with red eyes coming over treetops, coming toward him, and he just got this distinct feeling. He knew they were coming for him. There were two of them. He knew they were coming for him. He ran inside his house. They left. Second time he saw them, he looked outside his window, broad daylight. Two of them came. They came right through his window this time and grabbed him. One grabbed under each arm and pulled him over treetops and took him to, he said, what looked almost to be like a rundown castle-looking type building, and took him inside where this Grim Reaper, this taller, I don't know, 8 to 10 foot tall, like, creature was sitting on this, like, stone-like looking throne thing. And he said he remembers conversing with this creature, and he said he knew that he wasn't going to be able to recall all the things that were being told him, and but he did know this thing said, I'll send for you again. And he knew that this thing meant business, yeah, and that it was not a good thing for this thing to want to have contact with them again. Sure. And he was sent away by the two smaller hooded creatures and took them back to his home. And he wrote me essentially asking, you know, how can I make sure this guy doesn't, you know, send for me again, you know, how to protect myself. So I just wanted to make a distinction that these hooded ones are something that I'm still looking into, trying to figure what is going on with this Grim Reaper type of creature. But it's something I think that's important to note when it comes to shadow people, the Hat Man, this Grim Reaper type guy.
And are you saying that the ETs that are hooked into this shadow, this Hat Man,
uh-huh,
this Hat Man, not the and shadow people as well, are they all related? All related.
They are related in a sense because of their roles that they're playing. The shadow people are essentially the force behind what's directing the more negative beings to do the abductions, to try to conquer this planet. And this is not the first planet that they've done this to. And in the Bible, it's written of, you know, demonic creatures that could take on any form. I mean, this sounds an awful lot like what these shadow people are able to do. And then to have this Hat Man showing up also in the same area where these shadow people are often being seen, the Grim Reaper-looking creature, same thing. And you gotta, you know, I've had, you know, many people write to me saying, you know, some aliens took me down to a very hot and smelly place, smelled like sulfur, and did experiments on me. You know, is this the place of torture written of in the Bible? And hell, you know, it makes you wonder. You know, I mean, you gotta make the connection sometime and say, my gosh, you know, is this what was been warned about for all these centuries? In the Bible?
You know, if it's happening, it's frightening.
Yes, it is. And it's important to note, though, too, you know, if these things are not actually connected to evil, why on earth do they acknowledge the name Jesus to stay away from them and God? They don't like light. They don't like things that are positive. When people write to me looking for help, I tell them, bless your home. Wear a religious symbol to bed at night, especially a cross. Of course, I'm Christian, so... I tell people to keep that positivity in them, keep that light in them, because these creatures will leave. And I've had people say, you know, I said, oh, God, you know, please help me. You know, when these things came to me, but nothing happened, they still got me. And I'm like, you know, there's that movie, Salem's Lot, where the guy holds up a cross to the vampire, and the vampire takes the cross out of his hand and laughs and says, you got to have faith in order for that to work.
So, exactly. Yeah.
You know? That's common sense. You got to have something behind what you're saying.
How disappointing! You think you're able to battle off a vampire and it doesn't work.
Yeah, but
what are the possibilities that what people are seeing are still the fallen angels?
I think the possibilities are pretty darn good that these may indeed be the angels written of in the Bible
in different form, maybe.
Well, what form are we going off from? We're going off from the renditions of artists from way back when of what angels should look like. How do we know what
well,
they
we
look
don't.
Like?
We don't.
And, you know, just when people think that all is lost, you know, that all this negative stuff is going on, I guess we're going to talk about the next hour. I mean, Jesus has been showing up all over the world as well, and people are having positive encounters with angelic-like beings and stuff, too. So it's not just negativity showing up. I think they're just rearing their ugly heads now because they see their time is short. So I think they're more in a panic to try to get their recruits together. And a lot of people are like, oh, my gosh, are you saying, you know, because I saw the shadow person, people or the Hat Man that I'm associated with evil things. And it's like, you know, they're making an impression upon you, yes, but it's not over to the fat lady things. You know what I'm saying? You you've got to put your foot down, and no fence sitting. You know, you've got to choose a side. It's not about, you know, oh, my gosh, this thing is scaring me half to death. Yeah, it's scaring you half to death, but once you get past the fear and you stand your ground, they do leave. And if you call on a higher force, like God or Jesus, it does work.
Why do some people get visited by these entities and other people do not?
I think sometimes that because there have been people that have been visited by the positive and the negative, and I'm one of them. And I think sometimes there is, like my first book is called The Secret War, that there is a battle over individual souls. And I think everyone is special enough to have an inner battle in that sense between the good and the bad. And I think that is what has taken place. I think sometimes that some souls are might be a little bit bigger of a reward to get. So I think that's why sometimes a bigger effort is made where they directly see these negative things showing up or positive things showing up. So, but it's always an individual battle. It is a secret war, and it is something that needs to be acknowledged and understood.
Well, you know, I don't know how people can fight this off, Heidi, if mm-hmm. what you say is correct and it's not pure planetary ET visitations or dimensional shadow people. We'll find out a lot, too, when we take phone calls on what people are seeing, mm-hmm. because I think they're seeing a lot of different things.
Right.
If it's all tied into one, mm-hmm. then that could be something very serious. And it also tells me there's something else going on this planet or in this universe. It's almost like there's a battle afoot.
There is, but, you know, the positive is a lot stronger than this song and dance that the negative side is doing.
You think the positive will win out eventually?
Oh, gosh, yes. I mean, there's so much more to be said when it comes to that. And I wanted to get into that topic with, you know, how it is I got inspired to even take a step forward to be able to speak on this stuff, because there is no way I could do this on my own. I'm sorry, but, you know, it's like I've given up grades in college to not have to do public speaking or anything like that.
Yeah.
And it was only through my own personal encounters that I had in seeing Jesus. I mean, it's weird for me to say, and this is very difficult for me to talk about even. It's a good thing to talk about, of course, but I'm known to talk about aliens and to talk about shadow people. You know, what the heck? You know, this lady's going to talk about Jesus? Haven't seen Jesus. You know, what's that about? But, I mean, I'm not a person to try to go out and try to blend the topics, you know, to say, you know, try to create some kind of new cult or something to worship, you know, aliens as being, you know, directly connected with God, but, you know, even the Vatican is saying that now. But so it's new territory for me, and I'm trying to take it on as best I can. But
well, there's so many questions mm-hmm. and not enough answers, I think, for a lot of people right about now. Well, you know, everybody seems to be going through this very bizarre metamorphosis,
mm-hmm.
And they can't understand what's happening.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And this is planetary-wide. It's not just in a certain region or country.
Right.
It's all over the place. You know, I yesterday opened up my car door, and I could swear I saw a shadow person get into the car before I did. And I'm saying to myself, well, either I'm going to give you a ride, mm-hmm. or I better be driving very carefully today, of which I did both. But it was weird because this was in an underground parking lot. There was no sunshine there, and I could actually see something just kind of like waver in. It was, you know how sometimes if you're outside, and a plane flies overhead, you know, you see the shadow of a plane. Well, this was not like that. This was almost like the shadow of something. We'll be back in a moment with Heidi Hollis on Coast to Coast AM.